Good evening, Aboisai. Good evening. We'll continue with Hilchas, with Siman Nun Hei, and that will hopefully lead us to Siman Nun Vav. Hope to get that tonight as well with regards to the Halachas of Kaddish. Okay, but let us recap again from Sif Chof Aleph on. Ir she'en bo elo asora, a city, a kele, which only has 10 Yidin. Ve'echad, and one of them, ve'echad nehem, and one of them, roitze lotzis b'yom ne'roim, he wants to go away for Yom Ne'roim. For Shonim Kippah, this Yid wants to go away, number 10. Mechayvin Oysoi, we obligate him, Lishoya to remain in place, Oy, or Lehaske Echo Achabim Koimoi, or we force him to employ somebody, to hire somebody to stay in his place, to hire literally a minion man. Have you ever heard of the concept of paying somebody to be a minion man? Yeah? To hire somebody? Anybody ever? No? Yeah, you've heard? Well, was he Yom Ne'roim? Was he?
His Eidah.
Used to pay?
Used to be paid to go to shul. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Liver was paid to be a. Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Right. That's interesting. Right. So, okay, so we find that concept in Shulchan Aruch too here, that people were paid. The 10th person, he can leave on condition that he makes sure that somebody's there, even if it costs him money. If there's 11 people, what would you recommend if there's 11 people and two of them want to leave? Kehila politics. Pardon?
Pay half each.
That's good. Yaskiru shneim echad mehem b'shutfus. You should, two of them together should employ one person, b'shutfus, in partnership, mim koimam, instead of them, v'shneim, and both of them, yifru b'shoveh. And both of them should pay equally. Now, the boys say, what happens if one of them is rich and one of them is poor? Again, 11 people, two of them go away for Yom Tov. One of them is going to his villa in Netanya. The latter has saved up for the last 7 years to go to the Rebbe for Yom Tov, and he just this year he managed to get it all together. Who, and both of them are leaving. They have to employ now a person to come to that village to be the minion man, and he costs £100 to stay there amongst in that farm, to stay behind in the farm. So how are you going to share the cost? How are you going to do it? How are you going to divide the cost? 50-50? You think it's fair, 50-50?
50-50? It's their choice to leave.
So although one is very rich, one is very poor, you feel it's fair. Says the Shulchan Aruch, v'im echad mehem oni, and if one of them is poor, v'echad osher, one is rich, poirin. Now this over here, the words of Shulchan Aruch say chetzo lefi mamon v'chetzo lefi nefashos, but the Mishneh Berurah in Sif Katan Samaches points out v'achronim kosu the Torah Sofer. This is the Torah Sofer, and with the bezei poirin shneim b'shove. Now both have to pay equally. The halacha is, as you said, both have to pay equally. The very rich person and the very poor person, they both have to pay equally. They have to pay equally, half half. One is rich, one is poor. Doesn't matter. They're both leaving. And the reason is, the rationale is, Shekol Echot, everyone mechuyov lehamit ish bimkoimoy. They each have the obligation to put somebody in their place. Shemitchilo yo minyan sholem, before they left, it was a complete minyan. Ve'ein reshai levatla minyan. You're not allowed to cancel off the minyan. You're not allowed to destroy a minyan. And therefore you both have to leave. You both have to pay, they both have to pay equal amounts. Veschara chazen, and with regards to the fee of the chazen, ala yoitzim kala nishorim. Interesting. The chazen costs a bit of money, and now they claim that the two people who are, the two yin leaving, whether it's the one going to his villa in Netanya with a swimming pool in the back, and the other one who is going to Bnei Brak, they go to the treasure of the community. Say, listen, okay, we're fair enough. We're both leaving. We're sharing the cost of somebody coming to moving to the village for Yom Tov. However, we do know that you're employing a chazan, and that they are pushing it. That we don't have to pay. both of them say, we don't have to pay for the chazan. We're making sure there's a minyan. It's costing us money, but as far as the fee of the chazan is concerned, his wage, really sorry, you have to sort yourselves out. Is he right or is he wrong? He's right. Right or wrong?
Is the chazan an additional person?
Yeah. Says the Shulchan Aruch, v'schar ha-chazan, and the wage of the chazan, ala yoitzim, on the ones leaving, ka'ala nisharim, the same than the ones leaving, staying behind. They all both have to pay the same amount. They all have to pay. Continues the Ramah, ve'ein chiluk benim roitz leilich zman aruch, koidim yom tov oloi. It doesn't matter, it doesn't make a difference if he's leaving long time before Yom Tov or not. Kol shelo yachzeb Yom Tov, as long as he's not back for Yom Tov. So if somebody is already going for the summer holidays, going to ready to Netanya, fair enough, it doesn't make things any better. Just because he's leaving that much earlier, it doesn't make it any difference. If you are here for Yom Tov, if you're not here for Yom Tov, you have to provide a sub for the minion. It doesn't matter how early you left. Are you here or are you not here? If you're not here, you have to make sure there's somebody there. And even if you're there long time before, it doesn't matter. Okay, Rabbi, so what do you think about this? What do you think about this halach? The fact that you left early, do you hear that? Yeah, even if you left early, if you're there already, if long 2 months before Yom Tov, you'd gone already. Makes sense, no? Yeah. Continues the Shulchan Aruch in Tzif Chof Beis.
Say, I don't use this from the shul and I don't use this from the shul, I shouldn't be paying as much as everybody else. Is this a proof that actually it's not such a thing? Anything for the kahila is for the kahila, and whether you use it or you don't use it.
That's a really, really interesting. That's a very interesting. That's such an interesting question. Everybody say, what do you think about this? I don't know the answer. We'll have to think it through. Mr. Shen also asked a question. He says, what happens if there's a certain membership fee in the community? And the membership also includes, a share or an outing, or what should we, can you think of a case?
There's an Erev, and there's
Lubavitcher
and
Asfadi
who aren't
going to
use it.
Right. So okay, but no, but we're discussing a membership of a shul.
But this is a kehila, and there's 10 people in the village, and they've got an Erev, and it costs money to maintain it.
Okay, it's either that, to maintain the
Shalashud,
it's a very good example. Okay, but what were you thinking of? Good. So let's just discuss the shaila. I hear your answer. Let's just discuss the shaila before we get to the answer. Okay, membership of a shul. There's a certain. It costs a certain amount, and part of that amount is a service which you're not accessing, such as shalashudas in shul, and it happens to be very fancy 5-course meal shalashudas. It's not just those herrings. It's a bit beyond that. And you want to know, and person says, I never show up. You have 52 shalashudas per year. I'm not accessing that benefit, and I'm not interested in paying the full membership. Is he right or is he wrong? So Mr. Shendels wants to bring a proof from this Shulchan Aruch over here. Fascinating. He says, we've got over here a person who is going away for Yom Tov. And he says, the minion man, we understand he has to pay, provide for a minion man, that's fair enough. But with regards to the chazan, it's a service which he's not accessing. And he says, I don't want to pay for the chazan, I'm not here. I'm not going to hear him. I don't want to have anything to do with it. I'm not paying for it. And the Shulchan Aruch is teaching us, he's actually wrong. He has to pay for it, although he's away. So Mr. Shannon also says, so certainly the same will apply to any membership of a shul. If you are not accessing its benefits, you still have to pay for it because it's part of the kehila. It's a very interesting point.
Surely it's different by membership of a shul because there's no hischaivus that you need to be a member of any given shul. This is different because it's a kehila of a village. Whether it's not a shul membership, it's a levy on the members of the town.
Right.
And so that's why there's a hischaivus because there's...
I hear.
Whereas if it's Edgware, where there's 18 different shuls, and you can choose to be a member of whichever one...
18? Is that right?
I don't know.
Yeah, we've got an expert, yeah? Yeah,
you can be a member of whatever you want to be a member of, and...
Right, I hear. So there's... I hear. Okay, something to think about. Yes, what do you want to say?
You
Yeah. What happens if the chazan is extremely expensive chazan? The question asked. If extremely expensive chazan, more a luxury chazan. His village, who has got 10 people and lots of cows, they are happy to spend all their savings for getting that very, very fancy chazan. They don't have a minion. They're struggling to get a minion, but they're getting his chazan, what was his name? That's right, they're getting a chazan, yeah. So I hear, it's a good question, I'm not sure. I'm not sure. It's an interesting point. Seif Chof Beis. Lo yo yu koifin lehaskil hashle minyan kim biyom am neiroim. So we only force people to complete the minyan biyom neiroim. On yom neiroim. V'chigoyin shen chasirim kim echad u'shnayim. So the halacha is, if you've got 8 people or 9 people for yom neiroim, we impose on the community to make sure there's a minyan. Elohim came. Unless. Menek kavua umefosim be'ir. If you're going to, it's a city community, a kehila, which has a fixed and well-known menek. Lochoiv to impose, lehaskir to hire, afilu bechesoron shloisha erbo, if there's 3 or 4 people missing. Says the Shulchan Aruch, that generally, if you've got 8 or 9 people, for yom noiroim, that's where the halacha is. We're gonna make sure we're gonna have to pay for a minyan. However, if it is A, it's the rest of the year, it's not Yom Noraim, or B, there's more than 2 people missing, so mid-year, and you only got 8 people in a community, only 6 people in the community, mid-year, there you don't have to make, you don't have to pay for having a 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th person. You don't have to. Only if you've got 8 people and Yom Noraim. Unless it's a certain fixed minyan in the community. Funkela, they really try to ensure there's a minyan every single day. Then if there's a fixed minyan, they cannot, and you're joining that kehila, you're number 6 moving into town, number 7 moving into town, they're going to ask you, this is the place that we're just makpid to having a minyan. If you leave the place, you'll have to pay for it. You know, you have to make sure there's a minyan. Then, but if there's no fixed minyan, then you can't enforce you only if there's 8 or 9 people, and it's Yom Noraim. Does that make sense? This is going back to the halachas. If there is no particular person who can daven for the omidim, we're trying to be moitzi the rabbim, then even if there's a minyan, we impose on the community to hire a chazan. V'chein b'mokum shein minyan tomei v'sakneses. Now, kele that there is no minyan gathering in shul, koifin zed zeh beknosses shovu tomei minyan v'sakneses. Lazy community. Lazy people. You've got a whole group of people, but they're not attending shul. You've got a minyan, but they're not showing up in shul. The halacha is terrible. Unbelievable. Fascinating halacha. You can impose fines on them. So imagine that. Traffic warden doesn't go around for parking tickets, but he goes around 10 minutes before Maariv, 10 minutes before Shachis, and whoever is not on his way to shul gets a ticket. How is that? So that's what he says. The Shaloi is Patil, and the reason is, beautiful words, I'm repeating the words of the more. V'chein tzimil b'mokim shein minyan tomel v'sakneses, place that the minyan is not attended properly. Koifin zeze, you impose one another, b'knosos on fines. Shilvo tomit l'v'sakneses, you always come to shul. The reason is, Shaloi is Patil ha-tomit, this is a play of words really. That we know there was a korban tomit, which was brought in the Beis HaMikdash. Korban tomit. The korban which was brought every day, Tomichel Shachis, Tomichel Ben Abayim, the korban tomit which was brought. And this is a play of Shloi Spatel HaTomit, which means that the tomit, as it were, the korban, is not cancelled, and it means also play of where tomit meaning always. That the always is never cancelled. So one should always make sure that there's an ongoing minyan, even if you have to impose fines on the tzibur. And the command reish simon kufnun, im kofin zezel, ibn upis haknesa, halachas in kufnun, which we discussed as whether you can impose on people to build a shul. Rabbi Isai, what do you think about that? Going around giving fines to people who don't attend regularly to shul. How is that? I know of a kehila, that the Rav calls up people who don't come to minyan. He calls up people. He says, why are you not showing up to Shachis? It's, I don't know if it's remotely similar to that, but I, yeah. Was that for lack of minion?
Yeah, the lack of minion. Rob used to phone people. Right. Wake them up and tell them to come.
Right. Wake them up to make it. Yeah. Came. They came. Right. Yeah.
So who's imposing these fines?
It's a Kehillah fine.
So a city of 10 people.
So we're specifically talking more about it. If it's a bit more, if there's a poop. What would you want? If there's 10 people, then what?
So there's not even going to be a shiva to their ear.
Right, yeah, it's going to be a...
I mean, like, you've got seven farmers, and they're going
to... Whoever is a treasure, whoever sees to the aliyahs, whoever pays the fees, there must be somebody who takes the financial responsibility, somebody who takes some sort of responsibility. He's the one.
Which is surprising me, because all aren't going to be goes or something, we're sucking something, which isn't going to have any kind of key of,
right. No, it's going to... When people have to pay, they start... When it hurts, people act... So there is an interesting Mishnah Berurah over here in Tzivkot Nayim Gimel. Kiven sheyesh minyan be'iro macholanim chovas hamitzvah. Mishnah Berurah says once there's a minyan in town, there's an obligation to have a minyan. Uvekeiles ktanes in small communities yesh lochov habachurim v'aloyimdim shelchol beis haknesses. You have to impose on the, if there's communities which has bochim, which has yeshivas, you have to impose on the bochim that they should go to shul. B'mokim she'en minyan, if there's a, so there was a kehila who was struggling to get a minyan, and on its side there's a yeshiva. So the bochim, you can force on the bochim to go to minyan, to be mashal the minyan. Kizman toir lechot, kizman toir, b'mokim she'en minyan, todir, kizman toir lechot, because it's toir learning on its side. You have to show there's a minyan. V'davka kiles gdoilois, oz yesh leloim dem lispal gmokim limudom, shesh belav achibes hakneset tzibum, ma she'enkem bekibbutz kotten kazeh. Now, I'm skipping those two lines now, and I'm going to the following. Omu chazal, sh'rebeleza bole beis hakneset v'lo imotza shama sore. The Gemara says that Rebeleza came to shul, v'lo imotza shama sore. And there wasn't 10 yidin in shul. What did he do? V'shicher avdoi, he was Meshacher, his slave. He redeemed his slave, which is actually an Issa. You're not really meant to be Meshacher, you Eved. But he did that Vishlimolei Asorah to be Mashlim the minyan. So there was 10 people. It was only 9 people there. And he had his slave schlepping his loads, his slave. He said, okay, listen here. We don't have a minyan. We better see to it. All the resources were... There was no way you're going to get a minyan. So what did he do? He took his slave, John, and he said, listen here. I need you... Can you? I'm mashacher you. He redeemed him, and he was mashing the minyan. The first mitzvah that person did as a full-fledged deed was to be a minyan. Have the shlimul asor kidei leoytzi rabbi lichavosim bekdusha. Mezen nilmoit the kol shken shalais atzel adam. From here we learn that kal v'choyim shalais atzel adam betircha be'alna. That person should never be lazy. A person should never be lazy. Lekabetz minyan litfila, to gather a minyan for shul. You should never be lazy. If ready, Rebbe Leza did that. He was Meshachri's slave to have a minyan. So we should learn from that, that all of us, we should never be lazy. We should act to ensure to make a minyan. How great the mitzvah is of a person. If a person lives in a place where they're struggling with a minyan, it's a great sechar. You should ensure there's always a minyan. You know that the tomid shouldn't be counted. There should always be a minyan going. It's really great sechos to be from the first 10 people attending. To be the ma'asor rishonim, we all know, is a big sechos. You take the zechos, the zechah, the reward of all the other people who are going to come later. Kal v'choymam, even more so. Bazeh with this. Sh'omeh le'kapsen gam ken, somebody who makes sure that the minyan is full. If you are ensuring that there's a minyan, that's a gewaldig zechos. V'mechazal kol ha'mezakeh z'rabim. Whoever is mezakeh z'rabim, whoever makes something for the community, who makes something for the rabim, ein chet bol yodoy, he doesn't have a chet coming to it. No chet comes to his hand. I see a very important point of here in Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says a person has a gewaldiges achos in ensuring that there's a minyan taking place. Don't say, I'm speaking out what the Mishnah Berurah means to say. Don't say that since there's no minyan, so tough luck. There's no minyan, what can I do about it? You know, what should I do? There is no minyan. So the Mishnah Berurah said that's the wrong approach. There's a gewaldiges achos gewaltige scha in be the one, this to be the macha, to be the one that the minion actually takes place, to make those phone calls, even if it's against your nature, to ensure that there's a minion. Whoever is mezakes rabim, no chet comes to his hands. Yeah. Because what? Which Gemara are you quoting? Yeah. I don't remember. The way I remember the Gemara is that it is clearly for minion. I remember it was the Tosfos as well discussing it. The way I remember this is that, I mean, I'm not sure what you're referring to. I'm sorry. I don't remember. Okay, let's just start Siman Nun Vav. Din ani as kaddish al de akol. Yesh lecham b'vini as a kaddish. One has to have intention, kavona to answer kaddish. Here the Mishnah Berurah says, "Kiyomu Chazal, Chazal Saint Sifkot Naalef. Kola oine omeni yishmei rabo, mevorach bechol koychoy koyrin lo exad dina. Whoever answers omeni yishmei rabo, and omeni yishmei rabo with all his strength, koyrin lo exad dina. His exad din, his judgment, his strict judgment is torn just by replying omeni yishmei rabo." That's very interesting. The Rishonim say when it says "bekol koicha" with all your strength, "bekol chavonosa v'chol ayvorov" with all your intention and with all your body. Dahainu, i.e., shemrenu belev v'nefesh. You should say with all your heart, with all your soul. V'lo yirak shemoytze b'sfosov v'libo ba'alimoy. And not just that you're saying it loud and your heart is not with it. So the Mishnah Berurah is saying something really interesting. Is there any point in saying "Omen Yesh Mei Rabo" particularly loud? Is there any point? No. Although the Gemara says, "Kol ha'oyne Omen Yesh Mei Rabo." Bechol koichoy, whoever says "Omen Yesh Mei Rabo" with all your strength, the gzar din is torn. Does that mean with all your strength? Does it mean physically with all your strength? And therefore, there's an inyan to say it particularly loud. Yeah. Oh, very good. Yeah, you may be right. So, yes. Interesting diuk. Very interesting diuk. So the truth is that there are people who take it very literally. And if there are people who say "Omen Yesh Mei Rabo" particularly loud, they are coming from the simple understanding of this Gemara. Whoever says "Omen Yesh Mei Rabo" b'chol koichoy, he gets a great reward. So that's a simple understanding. And there's nothing wrong with it. However, the Mishnah Berurah seems indeed to be learning it slightly deeper. He says, "Bechol koicha" doesn't mean physically with a loud voice, it means with a great kavona. That with your heart and your mind, you should be thinking what you're saying. That the Ribono Shel Olam should be exalted and he should be praised exceedingly. So it means much more the heart and the kavona rather than the physical verbalization in a very loud way. So that's what Mishnah Berurah means, but there is a partial understanding of that as well. To recap what we learned tonight, we started learning that a city that has 10 people and one person leaves to go away for Yom Tov, for Yom Niroim, he has to ensure he is subbed. If there's two people, they share the cost. If one is rich, one is poor, they have to pay the equal amount. Chazan fi, although Chazan is number 11, Chazan fee to be shared equally too. Don't say, "I'm not accessing his service." If somebody leaves particularly long time before Yom Tov, tough for him, doesn't make a difference. You're not here for Yom Tov, you have to pay. If somebody is going away, he's number 10 and he's going away mid-year, he does not need to pay for a sub. If he's number 7, if he's number 6, he also doesn't have to pay for a sub. But it is only with regards to the Neroim if it's number 9 or 10. Number 8 or 9 or 10. If a person is going to a city which has a particular minik, that even mid-year, they are particularly makpid to have a minion, in that scenario, he does indeed have to pay if he goes away. And he has to ensure there's a minion, because it's a specific minion in a specific city. They are makpid. A person who... in a kela where there's a serious minion issue, people are not attending for the minion, although there's sufficient people, there's knasas fees which are established. So not only pay as you pray, but also pay if you don't pray. You have to ensure that there is there's fees, a fee structure if you don't attend for shul. And we also learned that yesh lecham when you ask a kaddish, you have to answer loud when you say kaddish. And Mishnah Berurah said it doesn't necessarily mean loud, but it means with great kavona. I wish you a very good Shabbos.